When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So let's dive into this one. By the way, it is up on Facebook if you want to chime in there as well at Ben and Kelly Show. Sandra says, hey guys, I need to know your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. I was running errands on Saturday. I was at Target when I saw my daughter's boyfriend, Luke, pull up in front of the store. I noticed he was in the car, and then I saw my daughter's best friend in the passenger seat with him. She works at Target. He must have been dropping her off. I saw them kiss. Mm. Then she jumped out of the car, walked into the store. She didn't see me. While I was in the store, I saw her, and I asked her what she's been up to, and she said she's been so busy, she didn't have time to take a lunch break yet. Mm. I knew she was lying since I just saw her 15 minutes earlier get out of Luke's car-sucking face. So when I arrived home, I asked my daughter about what Luke had been up to. She said she misses him because he's been on a weekend fishing trip with his friends and wouldn't get back until the following day.
No.
So now I know Luke was lying to my daughter and her best friend was lying to me.
Mm.
I don't know what to do about it. Mm. The girls have been best friends for over 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what if I say something and I'm wrong somehow?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter will never talk to me again. What if I'm right? Then she wants to blame the messenger. I have no idea what to do here. Hopefully you guys and the listeners can help me out. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think you say something.
Yeah, I feel like the evidence here is pointing to she's not wrong about what she thinks is happening.
Well, even if she is wrong, she can just say, hey, this was curious. Like, this was weird, and I don't know what to think. And I know that you and Luke are going out, so this is what I saw. You know, maybe you know something I don't. Who knows? Maybe she and Luke, which, by the way, names have been changed.
Right.
Maybe she and Luke had broken up and she didn't know about it. I don't know. And she doesn't want to tell her yet that, you know, she and Luke have broken up because maybe the daughter thinks that mom, Sandra, loves Luke so much that, like, she couldn't handle hearing that they're no longer together.
Yeah, but I feel as though, like, she'd lean on her mom, though. If they were really broken up, she'd probably tell her.
I mean, you think, yeah. I mean, I think Sandra needs to just say something. It's your daughter. It's your flesh and blood. Would you want, if this were you, take your daughter out of this. If, you know, your boyfriend had been secretly seeing your best friend, wouldn't you want someone to give you a heads up? Like, hey, saw something weird happen. Give you a heads up on that.
I
think so.
I feel like that's, I mean, even though she didn't mention it in the moment when she originally asked, I think maybe she can go back and say, hey, remember when I asked about this? This is the reason why, and I've kind of been struggling with it. I don't know, you know, if it is what I thought it was. I just thought you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And then let her daughter process it. But I understand her hesitation because those are, I mean, the friendship of 12 years with her bestie. And then, yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
Well, bestie, if that's, I mean, she saw what she saw. Bestie obviously doesn't hold that friendship very high if she's making out with her best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, but she could devastate her daughter twice. It's tough.
Okay.
I know we're kind of saying, yeah, you should say something, but just be prepared. This is the big bomb, two bombs you're dropping on her.
All right. Let us know what you think, especially I would like to hear if, maybe not if you've been in this situation, but if you've got some spectacular, I caught someone cheating stories. Want to hear those too, okay? So, but we're helping out Sandra here. 502-795-1997. All right, so group therapy. Sandra is reaching out, caught her daughter's boyfriend dropping off her daughter's best friend at work. They didn't see her, but she saw them share a kiss.
Uh-oh.
Now she thinks she knows they're seeing each other behind her daughter's back. She's torn on whether to tell her daughter what she do. She doesn't want her daughter to, like, get mad at the messenger, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and then she also knows that her daughter's boyfriend lied to her daughter about where he's been. He said he's been on a weekend fishing trip. Obviously, he's not. He's dropping off her bestie at Target with a smooch.
Right.
So lots of people are chiming in. Got a text message from Shelly. Shelly here. Props to that mom for being so calm because I'm a different mom. I would have ran up to both of them and went off. And she most definitely needs to tell her daughter that best friend is not a best friend, and she needs to get her out of her life ASAP.
I mean, yeah. Look, in this situation, I can understand why she's probably just like trying to process what she's seeing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's done and it's gone and whatever, and it's through. Eric texts in and says, I met up with someone and found out that they were married, so I left a good hickey for them to explain.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a way to do it.
All right. E from LJ says, oof, I think if it had been me, I would not have believed my mom. But my mom and I had a really bad relationship. If Sandra and her daughter have a good relationship, maybe it will go better for her. And in that case, I say, yes, tell your daughter. Maybe mom needs to go and talk to the bestie at Target.
Oh,
a couple of people suggested go to the bestie first and say, hey, I kind of saw you guys.
You know what? I don't think I would do that. I think I go to your daughter first. You know, I don't want bestie to try to control the narrative and all that. Because
that's true.
If
bestie could come up with a story.
Right, exactly. And I think you got to go to your daughter. Elizabeth.
So I have been in a situation. Really neat. She needs the little girl needs to know.
Okay, homegirl needs to know. Okay, all right,
okay.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right, Stephanie says, in my opinion, I would tell her, she may be mad at you at first and not want to believe that her best friend and boyfriend would betray her, but in the end, I feel like she would be even madder if she found out about them and then finds out you knew the whole time and didn't say anything.
Yeah, several people are also saying, like Caitlin, it would be much worse if she finds out from friends at school or catches them herself.
Yeah.
By you telling her, you will be able to be there for the immediate fallout. And she will always know that she has you in her corner, even if it hurts.
Mom knows about the bestie
that.
And the best friend. She's got a relationship, knows about, been around both of them.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, she's got a valid thing to come with her to her daughter with, like, hey, I saw this and I was kind of alarmed by it.
What's the phrase?
You should know.
Blood's thicker than water. I mean,
yes.
You got to be there for your daughter when, and that'll also teach your daughter that, look, you're there for her.
You got her back. Yeah.
You got her back. You're not there trying to like sabotage or hide things from her. You're there. So I think that's important too. So
I think she'll initially, after the shock and the pain, gets kind of dies down a little bit, she will appreciate what you did.
Okay. All right. So are we just all saying, yeah, definitely tell the daughter.
Yes.
As
Joyce said, you saw it with your own two eyes. This is not hearsay.
Right.
It's not gossip. You saw what you saw. And
yeah.
It's pretty clear what you saw. And then knowing that the boyfriend gave her daughter a different story, like, I'm out of town.
Yeah.
He's not out of town. He was at Target.
Yeah, you lying jerk.
Okay, then.
All right. So tell your daughter, Sandra, good luck. Sorry you got put in that situation, but that is group therapy.